90.3 KEXP and KEXP.org. I couldn't be happier to have Brandi Carlile and band here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, man.
It has been a while.
It has been.
We will talk about that and feel old.
Right on.
In just a few minutes. I'd just like to hear some live music.
Okay, let's do it. I'm gonna fit in. I'm on the list. I'm gonna get in. Haven't you heard? And don't you know? Joneses, I'm their best friend. I've come to saturate the market, to perpetuate the hip cat. I was born so I could fall in line. I'm a legend in my own mind. Can I blend in with your kind?
You start a session, you guys. Note to every band out there, that's how you start a session. Nice
that's
work.
That's how I wake up every morning.
That's how you should wake up every morning. And this early singing, I love it. Brandi Carlile's here live at KEXP.org. You don't miss this live either. You do not want to. Brandi, you were here with me back in 2005, I found out. Our research team looked it up. And
wow.
I was 16. You were 12. I think you just got a paper route. We were young. I remember that session. audition way back in the day. It was awesome.
I think I even put on makeup for it.
Did you? Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah.
I remember someone saying you got to have a mutual friend. You got to have Brandy up live. And I went out and saw one of your shows and obviously wanted you on there as well. So it's great to see. It's when you have, especially with all the local bands we support, it's great to see success and see a band rise, but it's also great to see how positive you guys are and just how the music continues to evolve, and it's everything you want to see in bands you support, you know?
Right on, man. That means a lot to me.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
And the fact you paid us back with that pin drop show was beyond nice. I can't tell you how generous that was for your time and your money to go towards the new home.
Oh, man.
The entire station, I have to say, wants to thank you, because that not only raised a lot of money for this station, but it also inspired us to ask more people to do that and not be, you know, we're not shy about it.
Right on. I hope it worked, too. I mean, you guys have provided us with so much inspiration and fodder just for coolness from being from this city, even from being from the same city that KEXP is in, is a crazy honor. And to get to even do that pin drop show was huge for us. So you definitely don't have to thank us. Just keep making great music and having great people in.
I promise we will. I promise we will. And we're going to get to introducing the band and getting to more, but we'd love to hear another song here.
All right. We'll play like a sweet song.
Okay.
One that's a little less.
Well, you already started off like that. You have every right to bring it down a little.
Once you get that out, it's all about love.
I think it's time we found a way back home. You lose so many things you love as you grow. I miss the days when I was just a kid. My fear became my shadow, I swear it did. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. And though your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, I call home. You made me feel like I was always falling down without a place to land. Somewhere in the distance, heard you calling. Oh, it hurt so bad to let go of your hand. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. And though your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Even when you're high, you can get low. Even with your friends you love, you're still alone. We always find the darkest place to go. God forgive our minds, we were born to roam. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Though your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, God forgive my mind. Oh God forgive my mind. When I come home, when I come home. Oh God forgive my mind. There's a road that's long and wide and all there's old. I'm calling home. Oh God forgive my mind. Oh God forgive my mind. When I come home, when I come home. Take you far from me, I
Beautiful. Brandi Carlile here live on 90.3, and you can watch this live at kexp.org. I love that song.
Thanks, man.
It is very pretty. It's still rocking. It's like you made it out to be a ballad. That's not a ballad. It's rocking. I love the new record. Get that out of the way, too. We just every time I hear it on the station, too, not as a DJ, was I'm like, is that Brandi? When it first came out. Like, that's great.
Thank you so much, man. We're really, really proud of it, and it was a long time coming to make a record that felt that way.
Good. That's great to hear. Do you want to introduce to the band here, and our video team will try to keep up as you introduce them?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody doesn't know the twins yet, this is Tim Hanseroth.
Good to see you again, Tim.
How's it going?
Good.
And Phil Hanseroth.
Hi.
Tim plays guitar, Phil plays the bass, and we write all the songs together, and this guy right here at the piano, who's usually behind a cello, is our longtime cellist for 10, 12 years now, Josh Newman.
Wow.
And he's adapting and playing piano on this record because we didn't do as much cello. And then one of the best things that ever happened to our band, the drummer that played on the record, the drummer that's going to play on all of our records from here on out, hopefully, Mr. Brian Griffin behind the drums.
Yeah, sounds great this morning. And so you recorded this album. Were you a new mom when the album, where was it in the process of this record?
My wife was 9 months pregnant when we were making this album.
Did you have the phone? Were you ready for the call?
She was with me the whole time.
Wow.
So things were tense. Man, they were tense. And the baby was born about 2 days after we finished.
Wow,
recording.
Really?
Yeah. So it was nuts, man, because my anxiety level was, in a really good way, just right on the edge. It was borderline. And so I had all these things I wanted to say and this frenetic energy I needed to get out before I had become a mother for the first time. And a really, really big part of sculpting the course of this record was that the twins kind of had to do everything.
Yeah.
As far as just maintain the environment.
Were you aware of that? Was that spoken? Or was she just so emotionally, it's like involved with everything going on? Did you just sort of step in? Was there a conscious conversation? Okay, look, guys.
I think we just kind of do that. There was no conversation, yeah. But I think we just kind of do that as friends and family, yeah. And a band anyway. But
that's a good way for that to happen. You guys have kids, right, too?
Yeah.
So,
you know, you're there for that. Yeah, you're there for that support as well. Like, it's going to be all right.
Yeah,
I'd be freaking out, and like me and my wife would be in like nesting mode trying to get something ready, you know, for the baby. And like the whole studio would go, okay, band day off, everybody in the van, we're going to Brandy's house, we're going to demo the bathroom and clean up the wood pile, and like everybody would come to the house and like work.
Man, that's great.
It was a really emotional time for all of us.
I'm sure it was.
In tears a lot.
Was there a like the smoke cleared moment too? Because you finished the record, you have the baby, some time passes, you're in that bunker, new baby bunker for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then you come out of it. Where were you, where was your headspace after that? Or is it just the world is glorious? Was it, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Which direction did you go?
The twins knew the whole time, but I think that's when I first realized that the record might be really good.
Yeah?
Was right then when I was listening back to it and I was re-feeling all those things.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, I think exactly what we were feeling made it onto this record.
Man, that's got to be a great feeling.
It was a great feeling because it was so non-formulaic. Everything about it was really off the cuff.
Well, you have a record of it now, too. I mean, pun intended, I guess. Like,
yeah.
You actually have a document that follows your course through this that you can hand to your daughter.
Yeah.
And to have for yourself.
Look at the trauma you caused.
Yeah, look what you did.
No, I think that's all an artist can hope for is to have actual documents in the form of records of the phases they've gone through in their lives, their first significant loss, their first heartbreak, you know, their first love. All these things can be documented in these chapters that we call albums. And if the industry or commerce doesn't get in the way of that,
mm-hmm.
you have these really beautiful documents you for life.
And then you're aware also that others will take that for those moments in their life as well, and maybe not even be the same moment
totally
you had.
Totally transpose them and make them their own soundtrack, and that is really all you can ask for as an artist, to have your music transcend your own experience.
Wow, that's very well said, and it's a good record to do that. I highly recommend it, and if you're ready for another song from it, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think we're going to do, I think this is probably my favorite song on the album. It's called The Eye.
Okay.
This is a song where we spent a lot of time this year listening to Fleetwood Mac and Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
Kind of obsessively stalking Crosby, Stills, and Nash even. And we had covered Helplessly Hoping for the last year in tribute to Stephen Stills because we love him. And we thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could be really brave on this record and have a song that was just all three-part harmony the whole way through. So to me, this song speaks to what the twins and I kind of really actually are, which is, you know, a band.
Love it. Yeah. Excellent. All right.
It really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn-out place again. Do you know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the ice. Where did you learn to walk? Where did you learn to run away from everything you love? And did you think the bottle would ever ease your pain? Did you think that love's a foolish game? Did you find someone else to take the blame? Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. I am a sturdy soul, and there ain't no shame in lying down in the bed you made. Can you fight the urge to run for another day? You might make it further if you learn to stay. Wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye.
It's KEXP. I definitely didn't want to cough during that song.
Were you sitting there like you were in
it's
church?
Never had, just the last 30 seconds. Man. I'm like, oh, that's never happened before. I've never sneezed on the air, but boy, the coughing fit would be terrible during this. That reminds me, what a segue. That reminds me to talk about the Pin Drop Show. I didn't even go, for people who don't know what that's all about, could you describe that? I think it's awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. The Pin Drop concept was, it used to be called the Lights Out concept.
But you played in the dark, no one could see
you. Didn't make any sense, yeah, no. But we were opening for Chris Isaak one time back in the day, probably pre-2005.
Wow.
And that was one of our first times to the East Coast, and we saw how old those venues are over there. Yeah. And they're built to project sound. They're built pre-amplification. And so we started to really realize how they were built for acoustics without amplification. And one night we were opening for Chris Isaak. We got this like 20-minute set to sell our $10 paper sleeve EPs to get gas to get to the next town. And everything was kind of stacked against us that week, I remember.
Yeah.
And we get to like our second song and the PA system cuts out.
No way.
So we wait 3.5 minutes, which is one of our five songs, for it to kick back in, and it doesn't. And we thought, you know, this is an old school spot. Let's just step to the front of the stage and sing the loudest song we know and see if it'll get to the first 20 rows. And it filled the room, and that's when the concept was born, and we thought we have to do a whole tour like that.
What a moment.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Were people quiet when you did that? Were
totally
they
quiet.
Off? Oh, that's
and
great.
And it was so much louder than I thought it would be. I could hear my voice bouncing back at me from the back of the room, and they kind of, you know, simultaneously stood up at the end of the song, and I was like, people want this. They want to hear these rooms join join these bands in the evening.
So when you set up a tour like that, do you have to be venue specific then, or is it
totally?
Well, yeah, because here in Seattle, it was at the Moore, right?
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
It made sense. It's pretty much the only room that makes sense in Seattle.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another. I don't think you could pull it off in many rooms.
Nuh-uh.
And then you're asking people too, which you would hope, in my wildest dreams, people would put their phones down and also, so they can actually watch the show.
Yeah.
And instead of seeing it through their screen. And be respectful and quiet when there's a slower, quiet song. Now, you're asking your audience basically all to just, and that's, I assume, happens, right?
Yeah, the weird thing is it's like we don't ask, you know, verbally anything of them, but the design, it just transports people back to a time when they didn't watch concerts through the screen on their phones, and they just don't even feel like opening them up because it takes away from the old-timey feel of it. Yeah. You know, we have a Victrola playing when you walk in for walk-in music, and we don't do anything, any projected music at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
I just doesn't feel like a phone vibe, and people
just picked up on it?
Yeah, they rarely get their phones out.
Oh, man. You're making me think the world's a better place than it is. I'm all happy now. Things are looking up. Thank you.
I'm like, those youngsters and their amplifiers.
We'll show them with a Victrola. When I was a kid, we didn't listen to these, but here you go. I think that's great. All right, you got one more song for us. You're heading back on tour, too, we should mention.
Yeah, quick-like.
Is it plugged in? Are you doing that?
Yeah, that's full rock and roll, smoke machine vibe. we're going to take faces off.
Disco balls, not Victrolas and
right.
Well, look for we'll put some tour dates up at kexp.org so you can make sure for those shows that aren't all sold out. So good luck with the tour too.
Thank you so much, man. This has really been an honest pleasure.
Good.
I've seen some of my favorite performances inside this room.
Well, let me say too, I'm personally inviting you and the band to perform in the new home when we're in there because you should. It's going to sound even better, and you have a hand in building it. So we look forward to that.
I'm marking
that down right now.
Okay, do it.
All right,
sign me up. Got this note this morning here, Phil. Can you get it? Woo! There it is. All right, we're doing it. Yeah, you're the boss. There's a hole in my pocket where my dream fell through from a sidewalk in the city to the avenue. There's a leak in my dam about the size of a pin, and I can't quite remember how the water's getting in. But when you're wearing on your sleeve all the things you regret, you can only remember what you want to forget. You feel it tugging at your heart like the stars overhead till you rest your bones on the killing bed.
When you're wearing on your sleeve all the things you regret, you can only remember what what you want to forget. Lonely miles without you. Lonely miles without you. I let them roll over me. I let them roll over me when I doubt you. I let them roll over me. Let them roll over me when I doubt you. Let them roll over me. 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 Let the ground keep my bone. Let the water be my home. Let the dust hold my soul like a holy rolling stone.
Brandi Carlile live here on KEXP. Nice work, everybody.
Thanks.
That sounded great. That was just as I thought it'd be good, but it was even better.
Thanks, man.
I'm just happy to be here right now. Thank you again for all the support and good work on this record. It's
Thanks.
So good.
Thanks,
and,
brother. Appreciate it.
Cannot, anyone who just saw that would agree. Definitely see this band live if you get a chance. Pick up the new record and hopefully we'll see. Not 10 years this time on the show either. Or it wasn't even on the show. It was on Audio Oasis.
Really?
So we'll have you on. Yeah, we were on the local show. That's how long ago it was. My son was only like 6 months. Months,
I and I remember talking about that then, too. No clue what you were talking about then. Now I get it.
You saw the freaked outness?
Yeah.
That all made a little more sense.
The fear in your eyes.
Yeah, the second one, you're like, I don't even know where he is right now.
You do still look 16, though. You do still look 16.
It's the vegan diet. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
The kids aren't the reason. I'll tell you that right now. They, as you know.
Yes, I do know.
Are you going to be taking her out on the road? I guess that would be the plan.
All the kids come out on the road.
That is awesome.
It's like all three kids. All three wives. These guys cannot get off of our bus fast enough into their own bus that's clean and stocked with beer. No binkies to be seen anywhere.
They're like, what did I sign up for? There's kids everywhere. Well, they will never know any different, which is a great world. And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's not, most people wouldn't have touring and kids on their tour, but if you don't know any different, I love it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there really is nothing better than cussing toddlers.
I can definitely agree with that. I want to thank our video team here as well, making everybody look good. Kevin, as always, behind the board, and everybody, just like Brandi and the band, who donates to KEXP and makes this new home possible in these sessions. Next time, 50, 75 people will be standing around being able to see this as well. Not just
cool.
Our dozen people slammed back here in the booth.
I know you guys are making me so nervous back there.
Trust me, it's warmer in here.
I wish I would have brushed the back of my hair.
Well, it's all on video now. I'm going to turn it over to the midday show, and I will be back bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m. for another edition of the morning show. Thank you to everybody for listening and supporting KEXP.